listening to the best damn podcast that the internet has to offer. From the sniper of snipers.
They talk about my one-taps.
The gamer of gamers.
Hail to the king, baby.
And the best damn charity streamer that the world has ever known.
Get back to work, you slacker.
That's right. This is the Clock 9 Show.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only,
me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Glock 9 Show. I just want to thank you guys. After the last episode, you know, I announced that I'm not streaming for a while. I'm taking a break. I really appreciate all the people that reached out. It means a lot. You know, it was a tough decision, you know, with how long I've been doing this for. But, you know, you guys have been behind me the whole way. I know if I do return, you guys will be back there for me. I do appreciate all the kind DMs and all the help. But today we're not talking about that. If you guys haven't heard about that, it's in my last episode. You guys can go back and listen to it when you guys got a chance. But today, people keep asking me about this Valkyrie. If you guys don't know who Valkyrie is, she's a content creator on YouTube, one of the co-owners of 100 Thieves. She was involved in some major, major controversy. It's not so much old. There just wasn't enough information. Same thing with one of the reasons why I never did a episode on Dr. Disrespect, because there's not, I mean, for me to record a podcast is something I got to have more information than just, I don't know. Yeah. So, Valkyrie was involved in like this scam. She partnered with some company. I'm gonna go through this article we have right here, from Sportskeeda. It's kind of interesting, especially, okay, so you guys know about one of my sponsors, Gamer Advantage. You guys can go check them out. Their blue light glasses, the light that comes off your monitors, your phones, all this other stuff are at, you know, if you guys know how, if you ever like put your face up to, I'm going to sound very weird right now, but if you ever used to put your face up to a TV and you would see the lines of color, like red, green, and blue, it would make you think, well, how do you get white? All the white that you usually see on a monitor or your phone, it's actually technically blue. And, you know, blue light hurts your eyes, gives you headache, eye strain. And for how much time we spend in front of computers, being streamers, content creators, you know, just gamers in general, even if you work at the office and you're constantly looking at the computer, you're going to experience this kind of stuff from time to time. Some people aren't as affected as it, you know, by it as others, like myself. I used to get really bad eye strain and stuff like that. So I highly, highly suggest Gamer Advantage glasses. I'm actually wearing their Horizons right now, my new favorite glasses. You can use code GLOCK at checkout to get 10% off at gameradvantage.com. So I had to talk about them because this is about blue light, what she is partnering with. It's a little different. It's a little different product. Something I never even heard of. With all my research into blue light and, you know, talking with like Brian Reedy, who's the owner of Gamer Advantage, we talked about the science behind it. I immediately saw this and was like, okay, this is bull crap. So it's a company called Reflect, RFLCT. So Rachel Valkyrie Hofstetter has been nothing short of a powerhouse in 2021, having shifted from Twitch to YouTube. The streamer ventured into a lot of different fields. She became the co-owner of 100 Thieves and went on to drop her line of merchandise. Apart from appearing in music videos of artists like Corpse Husband and Bella Porch, she now has ventured into the skincare field as she launched her very own skincare brand, Reflect, on October 19, 2021. This is her tweet. She says, after 2 years, it's here. I am a co-founder of Reflect Skin. It's a skincare collection designed to protect your skin from blue light pollution. I wanted to create something that would help not just myself, but everyone with life in front of screens. So, you know, so this is, she's not just like, you know, sponsored by it. She's a co-founder of this company. So going on with this article, Reflect claims that its line of products protects users from the blue light emitted from computers and other devices. However, fans are questioning legitimacy of these claims, and Valkyrie's brand has been labeled a scam. Valkyrie's skincare brand has been labeled a scam by the internet. Reflect claims it protects people's skin from blue light emitted from devices. Why is it repeating itself in this article? It's kind of annoying. The five products in the skincare line use BLPF, which stands for Blue Light Prevention Factor, and works like SPF. In a tweet by Reflect, it says, WTF is BLPF? We created BLPF, Blue Light Prevention Factor, to boost your skin's defense against blue light. Packed with vitamins, it combats cell damage caused by blue light and other free radicals. Going further, Valkyrie's fans and friends were quick to support and congratulate her and her endeavors. Justa Mink said, Ray, I have not seen another person pull so many boss bitch moves in 2021. This is huge. So happy for you. Quarter Jade. Ray, this is so freaking amazing. Seeing you push and go further than just video game industry is so inspiring. As a skincare enthusiast, I can't wait to try out your product because I just know you made something amazing. Congrats. Fellow streamer Hazanabi congratulated her online on her line of skincare products, although he suddenly... I gotta make sure I say that right. He subtly indicated that it was a scam on live stream. He said in a tweet, "Congrats! I use 3-in-1 body wash for everything, but this is gonna make me switch it up." However, although Valkyrie had a lot of support, many people were skeptical about the legitimacy of claims made by Reflect. For starters, no scientific study says that blue light is extremely harmful to the human skin, which is a statement that Reflect used to market its products. Studies suggest that the harm done by blue light is negligible. Haters bashed Valkyrie for releasing Alliance skincare products, where she essentially created a problem just to find a solution. This is a tweet by someone named Kiwi Olive. This is an actual scam, a solution to a problem that does not exist. Someone with a deleted account by the name of Tommy said, I do enjoy being a fan of Ray and everyone, but this is 100% taking advantage of an impressionable young audience to peddle pseudoscience. Almost every single person in that social circle show blind support of a scam really makes me second guess everyone I've been following. Moon 69420. Haha, very funny. So are there any studies that showing the blue light from screens damages skin? Also, did you do studies proving the product actually protects those damages? If so, not hating, I just would like to see studies. And I think if you're going to have those claims, they should be backed up. I absolutely agree. Another tweet, skin really doesn't need to be protected from blue light. This is just a straight up scam. And the worst part, I don't even think Ray knows it. I feel like I'd almost prefer it if she did. Going on with the article. While the response to Valkyrie's line of merchandise has been awe-inspiring, it is not the same for her skincare brand. People have branded Valkyrie a scammer for marketing her skincare brand to solve a problem that does not exist. Valkyrie herself has responded to the allegations, claiming that she has been asked not to say anything about the product until the next day. The company's co-founder stated that she is confused along with the terms of service on the official Reflect website, saying that the brand is not responsible for the inaccurate information on the website does not give too much ground for people to trust Reflect. However, it would be best to wait till Valkyrie releases an official statement addressing these allegations, which we know she has. And the official statement she made when she tweeted out, I was told to wait till tomorrow to speak. I'm also very confused. Valkyrie's confusion itself is a point of contention. In previous comments, the 100 Thieves streamer was more than eager to delve into her involvement with Reflex Formation and the effort that went into the first batch of skincare products. I can't stop crying. This has been a long journey with my team, Valkyrie explained at the time of the announcement. The YouTube star confirmed she was directly involved in the entire creation process. From the foundational days of the company, testing samples with those on her team, meeting with chemists, to being taken under the wing of beauty industry veteran Claudia Poccia, Valkyrie appears to have been in as hands-on as possible. I can't stop crying. This has been a long journey with my team, testing samples, meeting chemists, Claudia teaching and guiding me through industry. This is just the beginning. I wish my dad was here for this. I'm beyond happy and I hope I made my community proud. The online Reflect store has been subtly updated since the announcement. At first, the site confidently asserted that blue light emitted from digital screens can damage your skin. A few hours later, this wording was updated with further quotes from various studies. Quote, there is mounting evidence that supports blue light's contribution to photo aging, one reference study outlined. For the time being, no further response has been provided by either Valkyrie or those on the Reflect team. As it currently stands, the entire Reflect skincare range is still available to purchase both online and in brick and mortar stores across the United States. As someone that's looked into blue light a lot, there is no evidence, as far as I'm aware, that this even work. As soon as I heard about it, I was like, a little skeptical, but here you go. I'm gonna continue reading. This is on DexErdo.com. After Valkyrie's Reflex skincare drama became a huge topic of discussion among the streaming community, she went live to play games with some friends and instantly regretted it with Miss Kiff in the call. The Reflex skincare brand launched immediate backlash over its claims to tackle blue light pollution, something the critics have condemned as a scam. Valkyrie instantly sought to detach herself from Reflect, and by the end of October 2021, the entire brand had been effectively terminated. Making her return to streaming, though, Valkyrie was looking forward to jumping into some games with her friends and hopefully start putting the drama behind her. There was one thing Valkyrie was worried about, though. Mizkif. M-I-Z-K-I-F. I don't know who this guy is. I know who he is. Okay, I see his face right here. Though she said he's a good friend, she did worry that he might be unable to withhold from making jokes about the situation. Well, am I really going to spend my first stream back playing with Mizkif? She asked herself during a YouTube stream. Miz is a very good friend, but he's also, you know, those creators who will do anything for content. There's that line. Miz is really close to the line, but he steps over from time to time. He's going to say some stupid joke, and it's going to be too soon. Lo and behold, Valkyrie was absolutely spot on with her assessment. In fact, Mizkif had barely joined the call moments before cracking his jokes. Well, I look so cool, and it's all thanks to this new product, he started before telling Ray that he was joking. She responded that her heart literally sank, to which he joked once again, just like Ray, I don't have anything. Mizkif didn't stop there, though. After Ray laughed about the crew being greedy in-game, he couldn't bite his tongue, saying, "You telling me I'm greedy, Ray? Really?" Valkyrie simply called him a dumb F in response and told him to stop, but there's no hiding how proud Mizkif was at his quick wit and jokes. Before long, the Reflect drama will be a thing of distant past, so Valkyrie will be hoping that the jokes die down sooner than later. Now, I'm going to actually play you guys the clips of her saying this so you can actually hear what it sounds like when she says it. So, here you go.
Playing. I was really thinking about it, and I was like, am I really going to spend my first stream back playing with Mizkif? Who has... Okay, let's talk about Mizkif. All right. Miz is a very good friend. But he's also, you know, there's like a line where there's like people, there's like creators that will do anything for content. And, you know, there's that line. Miz is like over here. He's really close to the line, but he like steps over it. You know, he's a good friend, but I'm just thinking like, God, is he's gonna say some stupid joke and it's gonna be too soon. I can feel it. It's gonna be too soon. He's gonna say a stupid joke, but it's gonna be too soon. But he's a good friend. And he's really good at content and making content out of everything. But yeah, we're playing Mario Party with Mizkif and Sykuno and Myung. This is Myung's lobby, okay? This is Myung. Myung invited me to play. So that's what we're gonna be doing tonight.
And then we have another video where Mizkif makes joke regarding Valkyrie within minutes of being in call.
Honestly, you're like the protagonist who's getting weighed down with all these disadvantages, but he still wins anyway because he just looks cool. It's pretty much Miz right now.
I look so cool. And it's all thanks to this new product I have. You guys want to hear about it?
Oh, really?
Right, it's fine. You gotta chill. It's gonna be okay.
My heart literally sank. Like, actually.
Oh, wait, that was the... I thought you actually had something. I was gonna say you've been looking pretty good lately, but like...
Well, just like Ray, I don't have anything, you know?
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm done.
Stop, please.
I'm done. I gotta chill. Ray, it's a joke.
Oh my god. Doesn't care. And here, Valkyrie rolls Mizkif right here.
You guys are so greedy.
I saw
I'm
two people
greedy.
Go out.
You're so greedy.
You're telling me I'm greedy, Ray? Really?
Yes, look at what... Miz, the you're lag. Such a dumb fuck. Stop. Dive!
Sorry.
How about
Ray?
Dive!
Jesus! Oh my god!
Yes. He just does not care. I will say, I have respect. He does not care. I mean, he was just going in on her. Like, that was her first stream back. It's like... okay. Reading on, Valkyrie is seeing a therapist over reflect drama. Quote, I'm in a terrible place. She's been visiting a therapist over trauma and mental damage sparked from her reflect skincare controversy. The 100 Thieves co-owner revealed in her return to YouTube streaming on November 2nd, which she nearly couldn't do. The whole reflex saga from the launch backlash to ongoing questions about Valkyrie's integrity and character have taken their toll on the YouTuber. On October 19th, Stream Queen Valkyrie lifted the lid on her long-hyped two-year project. Okay, we don't have to go through that again. Valkyrie went dark. Outside one tell-all stream, she now regrets. A reflect power broker stuck into their guns for nearly 2 weeks. In the end, however, the skincare brand eventually shut its doors on October 29th. 10 days. This company was up there for 10 days. Now a fortnight after the whole affair, Valkyrie has returned to streaming and since revealed to her YouTube fans just how badly the controversy affected her. The biggest fallout for Valkyrie, she revealed in her November 2nd return, was struggling with trauma. The 100 Thieves owner feared for a time that her career was all but over and her image damaged beyond repair. She admitted, I'm going to therapy. I've got lots of trauma. I became very depressed. I have depression. The star continued. I've really been having a bad time. I don't think I have mental damage from all, or I do think I have mental damage from all this for sure. I got very lucky in that there wasn't a lawsuit or anything, but I'm still in a terrible mental place. I know it's only been 2 weeks and it will get better, but it was a big mistake and it's really left me in a terrible place. I have to give myself time. Valkyrie also confirmed that Reflect had shut its doors. As reported at the time, according to the 100 Thieves owner, the skincare brand has started to pull their products out from over more than 400 stores. The biggest victory for Valkyrie, she revealed, was that it was a clean break with her lawyers and Reflect management setting on a split rather than a lawsuit. She said, I'm not perfect, and I've had a lot of mistakes. I was incredibly naive, and it's been a big learning lesson. I'm going to be more careful with everything moving on. That's for sure. I'm naive, impulsive, and too trusting. Toast told me that the last one. It's crazy figuring out how dumb and naive you are. How naive can you be? She added, I can't trust myself anymore. I just can't do that anymore. So this is a tough one. It's a tough one for the fact of I like Valkyrie. Let's just get that straight. I think she's a great content creator. You know, just like her and Pokimane have opened so many doors for women creators and stuff like that. Now, coming from a psychological standpoint, now I don't deny that she probably has some kind of like, you know, mental issue. She believed everything and she was too trusting, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, I see that kind of stuff when you're saying, you know, like, oh, I have mental trauma. I'm not doing well because of it. All this stuff. It's kind of a cover up so people aren't too harsh to you. Like in reality, she's basically, you know, wanting you to feel bad for her rather than being upset with her. You feel bad because she's so nice and sweet and she didn't know and this and that. I'm not saying she did know. But I mean, you went out there and you claimed that you were part of the testing and then you met with chemists and all this other stuff. But yet there was no information about it. I mean, anyone that's involved in blue light and stuff like that, like, you know, you kind of know it doesn't do anything to your skin. It's your eyes. I mean, that's a normal thing. This was the first time I ever heard someone trying to sell this to somebody for their skin. You know, you think, blue light glasses have been around for quite a while. Gunner sells them with the yellow tint, which if you guys go back and listen to my interview with Brian Reedy, the owner of Gamer Advantage, he has many, many years with him and his family in optometry. And, you know, how he describes it's kind of like a selling point. They look cool. They're yellow. They don't have to be yellow. Like Gamer Advantage has like a very subtle tint to them. The yellow is added for effect and the people think they look cool. So it's one of those things where you don't need the yellow tint. But as for a skincare product, if you're going to be sitting there claiming that you met with chemists and stuff like that, you're going to catch backlash for it. And I don't disagree with her catching backlash for it. I do disagree with trying to make people feel bad for you rather than be upset with you. This is why one of the biggest things I've always told people, you can go on to Player One Coffee. and get an affiliate code right then and there, like without even an interview, onboarding process or anything like that. And you try and sell it to your community because everyone knows you make money off of it, like just like Gamer Advantage. So just like Gamer Advantage, I have a code, Glock. If you guys use it, you guys get 10% off. I get a percentage of your 10% off. Now I I've been very open about it. You guys go look at my charity page and everything. That all goes to charity. I donate every dime that I make from Gamer Advantage to charity. So I'm not out here trying to sell you guys a product that doesn't work or I don't use myself. I don't believe in it, you know, but people will go on Player One Coffee. People will go on to these, you know, gaming chairs, anywhere they can get a code from. And then they claim they're sponsored by them. They claim that they're partnered with them while they have an affiliate code. And they're just trying to sell it to you. Like, how many times have you guys seen, think about it. Yeah, I've seen this a lot. Like, there's people who are, quote unquote, they'll say they're sponsored, right? And they're really not. They just have an affiliate code for, some kind of gaming chair. For a while, I was seeing a lot of codes before they became exclusive with Secret Labs. A lot of people had Secret Lab, codes for these gaming chairs. They would tell you to buy these chairs and all this other stuff. But yet you start realizing they don't have a Secret Labs chair. They don't have, like, you don't even own this chair. You're trying to sell me this chair, trying to get me to spend $500 on a gaming chair that you don't even own. That's a normal thing. That's why I always say, like, when I partnered with Gamer Advantage, when I partnered with Raise Energy, these are things that you see me drinking on stream. I have, I have Gamer Advantage glasses on all the time. It's a product that I believe in personally. But then there's people, again, there's a lot of streamers get caught up in the, as long as I have a code, I've talked about this in multiple different podcasts, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. There's differences between affiliate, partnership, and sponsorship. Affiliate means you have a code. You're basically working for the company to sell their product just so you can get paid. Partnership means they will, you have an affiliate code, but they also provide... a product for you to try out and show off on stream when new product lines comes. You show it off on stream and stuff like that. Sponsorship means they literally pay you, for you showcasing the item, not just for people buying it. It's like they'll give you all the free products. They'll give you all this stuff to give away. When I say someone sponsors a stream or something like that, that means they're providing the stuff we're giving away. They're donating, to whatever, they're paying in some sense other than just you trying to sell their product. And it's why I've always said, if you're going to promote something on your stream or your podcast or your Instagram or your social media, you better make sure you know about that product and you better make sure you use that product too, because you're going to lose the trust of your community. So tell me, do you think anyone's going to trust buying anything that Valkyrie tries to, quote unquote, sell them? Do you think that people are going to be like, oh yeah, Valkyrie said this, I'm going to buy this now? Like, no, she lost all legitimacy of, what she's trying to push. So it's going to be very hard moving forward for her to get sponsorships now, because everyone's going to assume that this might be a scam, that she didn't do her research, blah, 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 blah. So it is going to damage her in a certain way for her career. And that, I feel bad. Don't get me wrong. I feel bad for her, but at the same time, it's your responsibility as a content creator, as a streamer, to know what you're pushing on your community. I mean, it's not okay for you to be going out there and pushing these products on people that you don't know, you don't believe in, you don't even use. That's not okay. And I'm a big believer in that. I've talked about that many, many times. I'll never push anything to my community, to my podcast, just because some random company reaches out to me and says, hey, push this product, we'll pay you X amount of dollars. Like, no, send me the product, I'll try it, and then we'll go from there. That's how I've always done it. I will never take a sponsorship for this podcast that I have not tried and I have not, believed in and actually use on a regular basis. Because imagine me being sponsored by Raise Energy, right? So I do have a sponsorship with Raise Energy. They send me a bunch of free cans all the time. I get all the new flavors for free. I try them all. I've promoted them on my Instagram and stuff like that. I use them constantly, right? I use Gamer Advantage Raise Energy constantly. It's what I drink. I'm not trying to sell them to you right now, but you can use the code GLOCK if you guys want to. But Raise Energy is, you know, when I talk about it, I prefer it because it has zero sugar. I don't get a crash from it. It's lightly carbonated, so I don't feel super bloated after I drink it. And you guys have seen, I've posted pictures. They've sent me 240 cans. And I've given them away like it's nothing. You know, I've given them away like it's absolutely nothing. But that's a sponsorship. They're giving me all their products, all their free products. I have so many stickers, t-shirts, hats, duffel bags. They've sent me all types of free stuff all the time because it's a sponsorship. It's not just a partnership. But how would you feel if I'm telling you guys all to buy Raise Energy and then you guys only see me on stream drinking Monster, Rockstar, you know, Rain Energy, you know, G Fuel all the time? It's like, okay, you're telling us to buy Raise Energy, but you're drinking all these other energy drinks. Like, what's up? Like, you know, and that's the trouble that she, you know, kind of got in, was by telling you to go buy something that there was no research behind. It's one, like, just like Gamer Advantage. If I were to sit here and tell you that they work and this and that, but yeah, I'm never wearing them. Like, hey, protect yourself from blue light, but I'm not gonna wear my glasses. I see people, streamers do this all the time. They'll partner with Gamer Advantage or someone like that, and then they'll never wear their glasses on stream. And then all of a sudden, someone will ask about them, and they'll pop them down real fast and whatever. Because there are people like you. You might be one of those people who, oh, I've never had that problem on the computer. I stare at a computer 8 hours a day at work, and then I come home and game for 8 hours. I don't have that problem. There are people that don't have that problem. Then there's people like me who, after, like, if I don't wear my Gamer Advantage glasses or blue light glasses in general at my computer, in 3 or 4 hours, I start getting a headache, eye strain. It's hard for me to sleep at night because I don't know the exact science behind this. You can look it up yourself, but like it gets your what are they called, neurons in your brain going and stuff like that. It's just like why you don't have your kids watch TV before bed. You know, you don't want them to be watching TV right before they go to bed. It's the same type of thing. So it's one of the things where the research is out there. You can look it up. Yeah, I can try and sell it to you, but if I'm not wearing them and you don't see me wearing them, I'm telling you to buy them, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Valkyrie wasn't using this product, but you went on the front line and you said, oh, I met with chemists. Oh, we went through all these meetings. And then as soon as it comes out, there's no scientific backing. You're like, oh, I'm confused. I don't know. Like, how do you not know? What do you mean you don't know? This is your product line. You met with chemists. How do you not know? That's the problem that she found herself in. And that's not good. That's very not good. So, I mean, for her, I hope it all gets cleared up. I hope that, you know, she's going to have a successful career no matter what. Her career is not over. I do believe she is kind of hiding behind the, oh, I have mental trauma, which she might. But she's saying it publicly so many times, so you feel bad for her. You don't hate on her. I do believe that wholeheartedly. People do that all the time. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm having mental trauma over this. I'm so sorry. I was duped too, man. I was, you know, I didn't know either. Like, you're a co-founder. Yeah. Like, imagine you going out there and finding out that all Toyotas that you know, are all having faulty, you know, brake lines. People are crashing left and right. And then the co-founder comes out and goes, oh, I didn't know. Like, bro, you're one of the founders. Are you guys not checking your stuff? Are you guys not doing your research? Are you guys not testing them? You know, it's like, you know. Kind of a little bit extreme, but it's like you're still the co-founder. You're still the one who came this product to be out here, you know, and yeah, but that's all I got to say about that, guys. You know, if you guys were looking for the information on Valkyrie, that's all the information that we have now. She's back to streaming. It looks like she's about ready to put the stuff behind her. I didn't want to make a podcast without all the information. So now you have all the information together. You guys can also go look it up for yourself. I do believe the Reflect website is offline. You cannot go to it. I think it's all gone. The whole thing's scratched, done. Benito. But anyways, guys, make sure wherever you listen to this podcast, make sure you follow the podcast or subscribe to the podcast so you get updates whenever we post a new episode. Also, make sure you guys share the episodes on social media. I do appreciate it. I love when I see you guys sharing the episodes. You know, I love seeing you guys post the link to the Spotify or whatever. Say, hey, yo, check this episode out. You know, you guys make a little comment. I try and retweet them all. I really appreciate it. But you can find all my links down below. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, I do have my Twitch and Facebook, even though I've already announced I'm not going to be streaming for a while. But you can go follow me on there if you are a new listener. I really do appreciate it. But as always, everybody, stay safe, stay blessed, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.